This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nina Moyney. Enbridge Energy said yesterday it needs to begin construction of its controversial Line 3 oil pipeline by June in order to finish it by the end of the year. Dan Crocker reports.
Enbridge officials gave some more specifics on the project's timeline during a conference call with investors. CEO Al Monaco said Governor Walz's decision this week to continue an appeal of the pipeline replacement project shouldn't have much impact.
The petitions or appeals shouldn't interfere with the timing of the permitting process. That's been our view for a while, and we've confirmed it with the state and the agencies.
State regulators approved the project last summer, but Enbridge still needs a handful of local, state, and federal permits before it can begin construction across northern Minnesota. Several environmental groups and tribes are also appealing the state's approval of the pipeline. They argue Minnesota doesn't need it to meet oil demand and say it would exacerbate climate change and violate treaty rights. Dan Crocker, NPR News, Duluth.
Senator Amy Klobuchar brings her presidential campaign to three states this holiday weekend. Mark Zadeklik reports.
Klobuchar chose Eau Claire, Wisconsin for her first direct appeal to voters since she entered the 2020 race last Sunday. Eau Claire County Democratic Party Chair Beverly Wickstrom says many residents of western Wisconsin are familiar with Klobuchar because they get their news from Twin Cities television stations. Wickstrom says she's pleased Klobuchar is starting off in Wisconsin.
Historically, candidates have sometimes taken Wisconsin for granted, and we're glad to see that candidates now are not doing that.
Klobuchar will also make stops in Iowa Saturday and Sunday before heading to New Hampshire for events on Monday, including a CNN town hall from Manchester. Mark Zadeklik, NPR News, Eau Claire.
Governor Tim Walz is proposing to spend more than $4.5 million over the next 2 years to help stop the spread of chronic wasting disease in Minnesota deer. CWD is a fatal disease in some animals and has no known effect on human health. Walz's announcement yesterday came just as the Minnesota DNR reported CWD has been found in a wild deer north of Brainerd. It's the first time an infected wild deer has been discovered outside of the southeastern part of the state. State Wildlife Research Manager Lou Cornicelli says the DNR needs funding to help with diagnostics and staffing.
We think about things in the long term. So when a disease is found in a population, that means that we want to do something to allow it to not become established.
The DNR has spent more than $1 million per year on monitoring CWD in recent years. That money has come from state hunting and fishing license revenue. In sports, the Gopher men's basketball team hosts Indiana this afternoon. The Gopher women's basketball team beat Purdue 65-45 on Thursday. The Gophers have won 5 straight games and will host Penn State tomorrow. In weather, partly sunny today with a high near 19. New snow accumulation of around 1 inch is possible overnight into Sunday. This is NPR News. I'm Nina Moynihan.